There seems to be a little bit of an inconsistency between the Gemara in Soito and the Gemara in Bava Basra with respect to the words of the Kainim Shuach Mochama. The Mishnah Maseches Soito in the 8th Perek tells us about the job of a Kainim Shuach Mochama, who was the special Kayin who was designated as the person to go out to war with Klal Yisrael and to be mechazik them and give them some type of pep speech before they went out to battle. And there were a couple of components to this speech. Number one, he listed the pturim, the people who were potter from joining battle, such as a person who just got married, such as a person who just planted a vineyard, such as a person who just built a home. And part of his speech was also a matter of chizuk, of telling the people that they shouldn't be afraid of their enemies, that they should have bitachin, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. So there were different components to his speech. And the Gemara tells us that he used to talk about the idea of strengthening themselves and not worrying about the enemies. And the truth is that there's a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim hold that he was allowed to elaborate on the actual words of the pasuk that describe the kohen's warnings to them not to be afraid of the enemies and to have bitachin. And that was all part of his speech. He was allowed to add, and the point of the pasuk is just to give over the basic idea of what he was supposed to tell them, but he was allowed to add words of his own. And the Midrash Chinuch and the Be'er Sheva, others bring down opinions that no, that it was a Isser Bal Toisef for him to add on anything to what the Torah says. All he did was read the Psukim, and he wasn't allowed to add on anything of his own. But Akoponim, that was part of his speech, the Chizuk part, and then there was also the part that basically told everyone who was Potter from fighting that they can go home. Now, the Or Sameach has a very interesting point. He points out that even if the part of the speech about the Peturim from Muhammad wasn't Legeya, the Kohen Shuach Muhammad was still needed to go out to war with Klal Yisrael because of this part of the speech, the part about being mechazik themselves and not being afraid of the enemies. V'horayu, says the Or Sameach, the Gemara brings a brayso that says that after Midian, the Benois Midian, caused Klal Yisrael to be over in the Averis, to be mezana with them, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to go out to war with Midian. And the brayso says that Pinchas was the Mashuach Muhammad during that war. Now the question was, if it's a Milchemes Mitzvah, which it was, they were commanded to do so, so it's L'chari, it's a Milchemes Mitzvah, so there was no Peturim from Muhammad. So why did the Mashuach Muhammad need to go out to war with them? Dr. Arsmeach Weiss does that even if it's a Milchemes Mitzvah where there's no Peturim from Muhammad, the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad was still needed to go out with them in order to give them the speech of Chizuk and Bitachin that they would that HaKadosh Baruch would accompany them in their Muhammad, and that's why he would go out to war even by a Milchemes Mitzvah. But at any rate, that's the speech that the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad used to give. And the Gemara has a question that what was the pasuk that says, what does the pasuk mean when it says that the Kohen would tell them, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hoylech Imochem? What does it mean, Hoylech Imochem? He's going, traveling, battling with you. What does it mean, Hoylech Imochem? Says the Gemara, it means that the shame and the kinuyim were Munachim Ba'ar, which means part of the protection that the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad was promising them was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and the kinuyim were being carried in the Oren that they were bringing out to Muhammad, and that was a way of giving them chizuk that they had the shmira from the Shem Hashem and the kinuyim. Now the Marsha learns that even though Pashtus, the Shem Hashem means the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, and the kinuyim means all the other 70 names of Hashem, the kinuyim, nevertheless, he says, kinuyim lav dafka, and it doesn't mean that there was a special klaf that had all the shemus in it. It meant the luchos. The luchos were in the Aron, and it had the name Hashem, it had the name Elokecha, it had the name Kael, but it didn't have all the names of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kinuyim, because all it had was those few names that were written in the luchos. However, the Keren Ora disagrees, and it's Mefurishin Rabbeinu Gershom Bava Basra that no, It seems like there was a special klaf that they wrote, the Shem Hashem, the Yudke Vovke. That was the name, the main name, Hashem, name of Hashem. And also all of the kinuyim were written on this klaf, and it was placed in the Aron separately. It was an individual shmira, and that is what the Kohen was referring to when he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Heilech, Hashem Elokeichem is Heilech Imochem. Now, Rashi points out, in Daf Mem Beis and Soita, and this is Daf Mem Beis and Daf Mem Gimel on the top, Zogt Rashi, we know that there were two Aronis. There was one Aron that Moshe made, then a wooden Aron, and this was where the Shivrei Luchos were placed. And this is the Aron that went out to Melchama with them. The Aron that was made by Moshe that had the Shivrei Luchos in it. However, there was a second Aron that was made by Bezalel after the completion of the Mishkan, and that was Shel Zohov. And that always had to remain in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash. It never got carried out to war. And says Rashi, obviously, that we're saying that the Meshuach Muhammad told them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Heilech Imochem, and it was referring to the Shem and the Kinuyim that were placed in the Aron. It was referring to the Aron of Moshe, because the Aron of Bezalel always stayed put and never went out to Muhammad. So Mela, when it says that they wrote this special klaf, let's say, according to Ben Gershom, according to the Karen Ayra, of the Shem and the Kinuyim, it was placed in the Aron of Moshe, not in the Aron of Bezalel, and it always went out to war because it was put into the Aron of Moshe that went out to Muhammad. Now the truth is that based on this, the Rishonim already point out that our sugya is assuming that there were in fact two Aronis, one of Moshe and one of Bezalel, which is the Pashtus, but it's actually a Machlekes Tanoim. And the Yerushalmi brings down two opinions, and even Tosfos Afanor brings down from the Tosefta two opinions, whether there were two Aronis or one Aron. According to some Tanoim, there was actually only one Aron. And according to that Shita, the Aron always had to remain in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash. It never went out to war because it was the Aron that was made by Bezalel. And therefore, according to the Shita, that the Aron always stayed put in the Mishkan and there was only one Aron, so this Gemara doesn't make sense. Our Sugya doesn't make sense. What does it mean that he was the Shem and the Kinuim were Hoylech Imochem? L'chaya wasn't going out to battle with you. He was staying in the Aron, which was remaining in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. So Al Karach the Sugya is going that there were two Aronis. There was the Aron of Bezalel, which was Shel Zohov, and the Aron of Moshe, which was Shel Eitz, that the Shivrei Luchos, the first Luchos, were placed, which went out to battle with them, whereas the second Luchos, the Luchos that were Shleimim, stayed in the Aron that was made by Bezalel in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. The Ha'ara is that there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Dalid, where the Gemara tells us that when the story happened about the Pelishtim capturing the Aron, and as we know, they captured the Aron from the Yidden in war, and they actually stole it, they kidnapped the Aron, and all of a sudden they were faced with tremendous calamities and destruction while the Aron was in their midst. And therefore, they put the Aron on the wagon. They took two cows to lead it, to lead the Aron. And they just left them to go by themselves. And then the Alpinase, the cows, led the Aron to Eretz Yisrael, to the Yidden. And it was also a gold that they were trying to basically give Klal Yisrael back the Aron with gold. And it was led by Alpinase, the cows, back to the Yidden, back to Eretz Yisrael on their own. Now over there, the Gemara also says, this drasha, that the Shem Hashem and the Kinuyim were Menachem Ba'aron. That means that this klaf that the Rebbeinu Gershom tells us about, that had the Shem of Yudke Vovke plus all the 70 appellation names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were all written down, and they were placed in that Aron that the Plishtim returned to Klal Yisrael. Now many understand that this Aron that the Plishtim captured and then returned to Klal Yisrael was actually the Aron that did not go out to battle. It was not the Aron of Moshe, it was the Aron of Bezalel, the one that stayed put in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, the one that had the Aron Shleimim, not the one that had the Shivrei Luchos. So even though our Gemara seems to imply clearly that it was the Shem Hashem and the Kinuyim were written and placed in the Aron of Moshe, the Mashmois of that Gemara is that it was placed in the Aron of Bezalel. At least according to many Mefarshim, the Aron that's being referred to over there is the Aron of Bezalel. So some want to say that Taka, that there were two separate klafim, each with the shame and the kinuyim, and in fact one was placed in the Aron of Moshe, and one was placed in the Aron of Bezalel. But that is the chiddush that some want to say, that they're both true. That one time they did so, and they placed it in the Aron of Moshe, one time in the Aron of Bezalel. Now this is working with the assumption that the Gemara Baba Basra is in fact referring to the Aron of Bezalel, that's the Aron that the Plishtim took, and not the Aron of Moshe. So that's working with this assumption, if you work with this Hanocha, that the Aron that was taken by the Plishtim and then returned was the Aron of Bezalel, then l'chari you would have to say that there were actually two separate klafim that each had the Shem Hashem and the Kinuyim that were each placed in the separate Aronis.